Now, let me talk about some problems that people have sometimes at this point. Now, as I mentioned earlier, if you're going through the whole plan of salvation and you're getting to this point and people constantly don't want to pray with you, if you're constantly having that problem, there's probably something wrong with your soul winning. You're probably not being thorough enough up to this point. And you might be saying something weird or doing something weird at some point that's throwing people off. Because in my personal experience, being the talker and going soul winning with tons of other people as their silent partner, I just see over and over and over again getting to this point and people want to pray this prayer. I mean, when they understand the gospel and believe it, they want to pray that prayer. You don't have to force them or push them or talk them into it. They're ready to do it. So if you're just constantly running into an objection, everything's going great up to this point, and then you're constantly running into problems, you know, I would take another look at your soul winning methods. Maybe take a look at the soul winning demonstrations from some good soul winners. Maybe go out with some good soul winners and be a silent partner for a while and try to figure out where the disconnect is happening. But I will say this, there are going to be times where you run into a problem at this point. Like I said, if you're constantly running into problems, you may be the problem, okay? You may need to tweak your methods a little bit and get a little better at this, okay? But there are going to be times when you do run into a problem at this point. So let me just explain to you how I handle some of those situations. Sometimes I'll get to that point where it's like, okay, I'm just going to pray with you right now, and I'm going to help you tell God that that's what you believe. You can just make sure right now that you're going to heaven, ask Christ to save you right now. Usually it's just great. 9 out of 10, okay. But sometimes you'll get the person that says, oh, I've already done that, right? Who's ever run into that before? Like, yeah, that's pretty common where they'll just say, oh, I've already done that. Well, at this point, what I do is I explain to them that, well, it's not praying that prayer that saves you. It's that you have to believe on Christ and fully trust Him. And when I got here, you were thinking, you know, that your good outweighed your bad, or you were thinking, I hope so. You were thinking that it had something to do with your works. Now you see it's all by faith. Now you're ready to call upon the name of the Lord. Okay. Because in Romans 10:13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they've not believed? So now that we've got you believing in Christ for your salvation instead of believing in yourself and in your works, you know, now you're ready to call upon the name of the Lord. So that's how I deal with that objection. If they still object and say, no, 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 I don't need to do this again, I've already done, then just walk away at that point. Then you walk away. I mean, what else can you do at that point? You know, obviously they're missing something here. So that's how I would explain it to that person if they got to that. Now, some people will tell you when you get to the end, a slight variation on that. Oh, well, I already believed all that before you got here. But you know that when you got there and you asked them the question, they gave you a totally wrong answer. They said, live a good life, go to church, keep the commandments. And now all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, I already knew all that. I already knew that it was all by faith. I already knew that. Well, you know, what do you do at that point? At that point, I would just gently and kindly mention to them, well, you know, when I got here, you said it was X, Y, and Z, but I think now you see that it's just all by faith. So I do it nicely. I don't just go like, well, you said it the other way. You know, you want to be nice to people. So I kind of explain to people in a gentle way by saying, you know, actually, when I got here, you had said live a good life, go to church, but I think now you see, though, now you see that it's all by faith now. And, you know, that way they can just say, yeah, that's right. But if they just go, no, 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 you misunderstood me. I mean, I've always known it was by faith. I've always known. You know, what do you do at that point is you walk away. You just go, oh, okay, all right, great. I mean, you can't just sit there and just keep calling. Look, you're lying to me, buddy. Well, what's that going to accomplish? So if the person just says, no, 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 I already believed all this. I already knew all this. Then at that point, I just go, okay, well, great, I believe the same thing. So, and then I just roll right into just inviting them to church. You know, and I don't worry too much about that.